Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 196. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Again, you can almost smell episode 200.
You can. Almost.
What would episode 200 smell like?
Would it smell like roses?
No.
Because roses really smell like poo-poo, according to Outkast.
Oh, what about
the song?
What's his face? Is that Outkast? No, not yeah. Who's the other guy who sings roses? Post Malone?
Roses?
No,
roses?
Who sings roses?
Roses is Outkast.
No, it was a hit last
year. I know
year.
You think y'all shit don't stink. But roses really smell like poo-poo. Come on, man. Funny. That's a classic 2000s hit.
You're right. I'm talking about St. John.
Oh, roses. Oh, the
right.
Song. Oh, we played it on this podcast.
Right.
That was from, like pandemic years.
Right.
The pandemic
right.
days, yeah. You know, it's so funny. I know the pandemic is in the rear view for a lot of us, but the music that came out when everyone was in lockdown will forever be stuck in my head, and it will always take me back there. Like the song from Jason Derulo, Savage Love. Every time I hear Savage Love, I know that was during the height of the lockdown, so it always brings me to a bad place. It puts me in a shit mood. Mm. Great song.
See, I don't have that problem because I don't listen to pop music normally.
Right.
And I didn't live any differently being locked up in the house. So, you know, as far as, well, not that I obviously lived differently. I just didn't listen to songs right. that didn't affect me.
Right.
Right. Well, cause it's not, I don't have that worry. Like I don't like,
well, Rose,
I'm not gonna listen to Jason Derulo either way. I like Jason.
I got you.
Personally.
But that Rose's song you just mentioned. We
oh,
don't
John?
Tell nobody. No. That song will remind me of the height of the lockdown because that's when it first came out.
That song will remind me of the height of our podcasting during the lockdown.
So what about songs that do take you back? Do you have songs that you could think of that will take you back to a time and a place?
Everybody does. Well, I'm not going to mention every song, but let me.
No, but your top, song, okay. Your top three.
No,
I.
There was like I don't. I'm not going to mention old songs. It's pointless. But there are songs. There are songs that will remind me of like one of the first dates I went on with my wife. There's a song that reminds me of driving on the Meadowbrook Parkway the first time I heard it and banging the steering wheel and doing air drums. So whenever I hear that song now, it's a Bon Jovi song. I always think of that ride the first time I heard it. Right. You remember there are songs from like when I was a kid,
right?
Top 40 songs that were playing in my parents' car. I will remember sitting in the back seat holding a comic book I was reading.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Remembering the song and the comic and the year, right? And I can't remember why I walked into a room.
Like the song Manic Monday from the Bangles will always remind me of my final TV radio project from college, because I always had, because we used that song in something, and the Manic Monday was always there. I don't know. It's just, so what I'm saying is,
of course, music has that unbelievable ability.
Right.
Just if none of the songs mattered to me that we played.
Right.
Right. And I, to be honest, I was probably listening to a lot of news, a lot of talk radio, a lot of political shows, because there was, you know, an election going on. So I didn't really Jason Derulo it up. I'm sorry, Jason.
I'll give you one more. The song, remember the song? Dun, 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 dun. I Can't Wait by New Shoes.
Oh, sure.
I Can't Wait. Every time I hear that song, it takes me back to the dance festival in PS204 in the sixth grade in Bensonhurst, where we did outside in the schoolyard a dance to that song. And that song was new at the time. And it was like groundbreaking because we were the only ones, the sixth graders were allowed to use like a current hit. Everyone else had to use these like stupid songs like the Maypole Dance and stuff from the 1930s and 40s, you know, these traditional like weird dances. But we got to use like, a current hit on the radio at that time. But I remember it was the stupidest dance ever. I don't know who put it together, but it was like you bounce up and down in place and then you turn to the left and then you slide to the right, something like that. But
that
anyway.
Sounds like that time warp.
It's all, but it took me back anyway.
It's just a jump to the left.
Yeah. Anyway, how was your Halloween? Speaking of time warp,
well,
and Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So
did you?
I think I mentioned I was alone on Halloween. If I did, I should have, because
sounds like a horror movie.
My wife went
alone
to a friend's
house. Halloween.
And my one remaining daughter, who lives at home, went out to a trick or treating party. She went out. She was gone for the day. She went to a Halloween party and then she went trick or treating in another neighborhood. So I had the house to myself the whole night. So I have two giant inflatables I bought last year. That I have in front of the house. So I am Halloween-y-esque. Mm-hmm.
Did you rock out with your Halloween-y, with your Halloween-y out?
I did not.
No.
I did not.
Man, that's what I thought maybe you had.
And so I got the bowl ready for the bowl o' candy.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a $9 bag of mixed candy. I told you this last week. My daughter wanted a specific bag because she'd eat the leftovers.
A big spender.
So I had this big sack of trial-sized candies.
Yeah, which you eventually returned.
Well, I haven't returned it yet, but thanks for jumping ahead, ma'am.
You got it.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
Well,
that's
dude,
great.
It's conversation flow, so you just don't know where it's going to go.
Conversation flow, you just jump from first base to third base, and you jumped over second base. You know what that's called? You're out. You went out of the baseline.
I ran across the mound. I didn't even go to second.
Went
from first to third.
Right. You went from first to third. Right across. Boom.
So there you were in the dark.
Okay. Not dark. So I decided. So I live on a cul-de-sac, right? Off a relatively busy street.
Yep.
But I don't live near the busy street.
Did you play with your cul-de-sac alone in your house?
Yeah. I had the big cul-de-sac of candy. And so normally we get, I don't know. I told you last episode. Three. By the way, did you bring home the listen and order jingles?
No.
Yeah, you suck. So I only get like two or three stragglers at the end of the night that like go to the better neighborhoods for candy, because there's no point in trick or treating on our block because it's only one block.
You warned of this on last week's podcast.
I did. So nobody came by. It was, I don't know, at that point it was 8 o'clock. I had the bowl and the bag of candy ready. If anyone rings the doorbell, I will rip open the bag of candy, pour it in the bowl, and go out and give them candy. And then I had a little step stool. I would just leave the bowl out there. It's a $9 investment I'll make into kids taking as much candy as they want.
Right.
All four kids that come by.
Yep.
I thought maybe kids would come by. We had some new young kids on the block. Some people moved in over
the summer. My favorite group from the 80s.
Right. New young kids. Right. I talk about that. New kids on the block. No, none of them came by. So by 8 o'clock... It was Saturday night, right? It was Saturday.
And you were feeling all right?
Feeling all right. I decided I was going to watch a movie, and I didn't want to be bothered. So I just turned the lights off in the house, I pulled down the curtains, the pulled down the blinds rather, closed the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the hell with it. No, and nobody rang my bell. Nobody bothered
me. Did you ring your own bell?
Yeah. Well, thanks. What's her name?
Anita Ward.
Anita Ward. Thanks, Anita Ward. So, but I love that song. And that song takes me back, by the way.
What do you think of when you hear Anita Ward ring my bell?
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, and my friend Ronnie used to drive me home every night because it was before I had a car. So I started there when I was 16, and then I got my permit, but my parents didn't let me take the car every night.
I think of roller skating.
I wasn't done with the story yet. Again, boy, you're the worst today. My point was, Ronnie used to drive me home, and he used to play disco in the car. He had friends who were DJs. They would make mixtapes.
Yeah.
And he would also play rock music for me that I had never heard before. So he turned me on Aerosmith, like stuff like that. So kudos to Ronnie. That's what it reminded me of. So I ended up not opening up the candy bag, so I'm taking it back to Target.
Did you open up your own candy bag?
No, I also didn't try to eat my own candy bag. You would have. No, I'm not eating candy. I told you that. I'm eating healthy.
I love that. It's, once again, who is this man?
Oh, wait till I tell you later. You and I tried something healthy, and I got a story
about
that.
Yeah, we got that coming up.
We'll talk about that. So, no, I'm doing well. I am down since the Wine and Food Festival, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm probably down, let me see. I did this. I'm down 9 more pounds since the
Good
food
for
festival.
You, dude. I'm so excited for you. That's cool. I like
it. I am now wearing, if you go to the 15-minute morning show for the Elvis Duran show, today, November 3rd, as we're recording this, 2021, I wore a Millennium Falcon shirt, a Star Wars shirt that I haven't been able to wear in about 3.5 years. So I am back in my Star Wars shirt. I'm looking at it this way. I'm motivated not to spend money on new clothing. So I wanted a Star Wars shirt. I made myself fit in it.
Congratulations. Now, finish off the candy bag.
I'm not going to do that. I'm taking it back to Target.
Okay.
I'm not going to eat that candy bag. The story's done, by the way. You can't interrupt it anymore.
But wait a second. That's the part what I don't understand. How could you take a bag of candy and return it to Target?
Okay, because it's not a Target bag with loose candy in it. It's a sealed sack. You buy it as a sack of trial-sized candy. You can return things to Target.
I know there's something creepy about that. Because it's food.
What? It's in a sealed M&M Mars bag.
It's something a little weird about.
Oh, please.
I'm just saying. It just
People
seems...
return bathing suits after they wear them. They try them on.
I don't know. I feel like I would just give the candy away or something.
Again, you're volunteering my money.
$9.
You have $9? I'll tell you what. You give me $9, I'll give the candy away. Then you can feel like you gave it away. How about that?
You know what? I would love that. I would donate it to the ground floor of my building.
Fantastic.
We have
Venmo me $9.
Yep.
And I'll give you the bag of candy, plus tax, by the way.
It's like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Give you $10?
Nine times 63 cents,
The
roughly.
Kids in my building would appreciate it.
9 and 7 and 1/4, 8. But yeah, that's fine. 70.
How many pieces are in there?
I don't know. And 50, maybe?
Is it good shit?
Yeah, it's good shit. I don't buy bad shit.
Well, I mean, is it the...
Kid tested, my daughter approved.
No, is it the Mr. Goodbar Crackle combination with the dark?
Whoa, Crackle is the shit. Did you know Crackle is the only mini Hershey's bar that is not made in full size?
That's right.
You cannot buy a Crackle bar.
You cannot buy a Crackle bar, but you can buy a Mr. Goodbar, but they're rare.
Yeah, well, you can buy
That's
any the of
yellow,
the other
the
bars.
The yellow one.
And any other bars but Crackle. You know
can
why?
You buy the dark, special dark?
Yes.
Really? I've never seen those.
You can find it. If I say Crackle's the only one,
but I don't believe you.
It answers your other questions.
I don't believe you.
I've been to Hershey Park. They tell you that.
Special dark.
Yeah.
Then why don't... Now, the question becomes,
Nobody
why?
Nobody likes special dark. It's bitter. It's like...
I love special dark.
Special dark is like burnt black coffee.
I love special dark.
Well, that's you.
Ooh.
You're an oddball.
Well,
milk chocolate's the way to go.
Oh my God, what's going on with me? Anyway, what's the reason behind not releasing full-size Crackle bars?
Well,
are they afraid to
say,
go up against Nestle's Crunch?
Nestle's Crunch, that's probably why.
They probably have cornered the market.
You don't want to be number two in the market. You don't want to be the second best Crunch.
Okay.
That's not unique.
Fair enough.
I love a good Crackle, though.
Me
I've
too.
Never done a taste test. I really should do a Crackle.
Side-by-side Crackle and Nestle's Crunch?
I probably should do a side-by-side.
I'm imagining both tastes in my mouth. I think I am Team Crackle.
You're imagining it. You're imagining it.
I could taste them right now. I could taste them both right now.
Tasting the rainbow? You can taste them. You mentally.
I can mentally. Yeah, can't you mentally taste shit? I know I can.
Yeah, but I not. It's been so long.
Like, I'm picturing the taste. I'm remembering the taste of the Nestle's Crunch Bar. It's not. It's not chocolatey enough for me. It's like kind of like a light cocoa. It's a cocoa-ish. Whereas I feel like the crackle with the Rice Krispies is more of it's the Hershey's chocolate. It's the signature. So yeah. So I know what a Hershey. Yes, I know what that tastes like. Crackle all the way.
All right. You know what? I'm probably crackle all the way only because. Well, here's the thing. I like crackle.
Yeah.
And I love Hershey's chocolate. For me, Hershey's chocolate is chocolate. Like you can give me other. You can tell me Swiss chocolate, Italian chocolate, Toblerone, whatever. You can give me other chocolates you like. Right now you're thinking of your favorite chocolate.
Right.
Right. You might have a favorite chocolate.
Yeah, but I also like M&M's. I'm an M&M's Mars guy.
Oh, M&M's. For me, Hershey's chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Is America.
No. Hershey's, not, they're
to
not
me,
more
it's Ameri- definitive.
Nope. Not more American than M&M's.
No. I'm not. That's what. It's unrelated. That's a different kind of food. I'm saying as far as chocolate bars. Hershey is the great American, the great American, the great American chocolate bar.
Mm.
For me, when I think of a chocolate bar,
I think Kit Kat.
I think of a Hershey bar. To me, that's chocolate.
I think Snickers.
But that's not a chocolate bar. That's got other stuff in it. I'm talking about chocolate.
Just pure
bar.
Chocolate.
That's what a chocolate bar is. A Snickers is a candy bar. It's not a chocolate bar.
Oh, okay.
A bar of chocolate for me is a Hershey bar. Now, M&M's? M&M's are... I eat M&M's. I can't stop. That's why I can't have one.
Same.
Can't give me one M&M. I'll kill you for the second one.
Yeah.
I will murder you. All right. And they'll take me away. And I'll go cause of death.
I'm salivating.
A second M&M.
I'm salivating. Okay.
You're always salivating. Hit the jingle.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Bodie and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So we should probably preface this with saying that this past Monday was World Vegan Day.
Yeah, not a day I would normally notice.
And something really interesting happened, very peculiar. Now, Brody, you were at home on Monday, but I came into the studio. I was there. And on Monday, 10 pizza pies arrived at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Now, unbeknownst to me, being World Vegan Day or National Vegan Day, I didn't know it was National Vegan Day, okay? But I just see pizza in front of me, piping hot pizza. Like, you know, the classic New York slice.
Yeah, pizza. I get it. You've painted the picture.
So I go and I, you know, pizza's here. So, well, commercial hits. The show's, you know, it's 7 o'clock.
Well, you're not one to care where it came from. You just see pizza.
Well, I mean, I see pizza. I eat pizza.
It's free pizza. You take it. Yeah. I get it.
And I opened it up. It smelled amazing. Put it on a plate. Did the fold. No, I didn't use a knife and fork, you fuckers. I know people think I use a knife and fork, but I only do that when it's like, you know, that's a whole other conversation. But it was the classic New York slice, so it got the classic New York fold. And I ate it, and then Nate started looking at me, and then producer Sam. Everybody was curious, and they all look at me, but no one's saying anything. And I'm like, what? They're like, what do you think? I'm like, it was fucking awesome. I loved it. And they said, Do you know that you were eating pizza with vegan cheese on it?
And then what did you think?
And I'm like, no way. Because to me, when I think vegan cheese doesn't melt properly. And this cheese was melted perfectly. And I'm like, no, look at it. And I literally pulled some off the pizza the next slice, because of course I had a second. And I'm lifting it up with my fingers. And the cheese is all like drippy, like cheese is. And they were like, no, that's actually a product called Please Cheese. P-L-E-E-S-E cheese. You guys have to Google this. Because I don't know where this came from and how long it's been in existence and why didn't I know about it.
Okay. So as you guys know me. You know I'm a meatitarian. I have a daughter who is a vegan. It's God's cruel twist on my life. Uh-huh. And she has tried to get me to eat beyond stuff.
Like beyond meat, beef, beyond
plant-based.
Plant-based
the term
stuff.
Plant-based bothers me. I don't want plants, right? I don't do that to me. Don't try to chop up kale and call it a hamburger. So mentally, like, she sat there and go, try the sausage patty. It's beyond sausage. I can't do it. I cannot do it. All right? I don't want soy this. I don't want, you know, I don't want weird products in my, I don't. I want to eat what I eat, right? Well, I wasn't in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 5-pound bag of Please Cheese sent to me on Tuesday.
Yep.
From our guy Vinny in the sales department. He's like, I wanted you to try it, Brody. Because I know you're tough with this.
Right.
And, you know, if you guys could mention it was a vegan day, that'd be great. I suggest you don't have to eat it. Just take a look at it. Check out the consistency. I think you'll agree that it looks like real cheese. So I figured we're doing the podcast. Yeah. You know what? Remember we were talking about who is Dave Brody? Who is David Brody? And I don't even know this guy anymore.
That was last podcast. Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to look at the ingredients. Because if it's stuff that mentally I can't get my head around, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not. I don't care how good it is.
Yeah.
So it's made from potato and bean proteins. That's it.
Now I had it on a pizza, melted, and it was perfectly melty. You had it in a what shredded format?
So I have baked scoops, which I found in the store. They're back.
Okay.
I put some Carmine's marinara sauce, not a sponsor. But I love their sauce. And I threw some cheese on to make like pizza nachos. I'm like, you know what? Let me start off small. If I'm going to eat this stuff, let me try it. Let me see how it melts. So I put it on the chips.
Yep.
It stretches apart like pizza. It pulls off. It melted in 30 seconds.
Yep.
And I tried it.
And now, what did you think, Brody?
Well, I want to be honest because the slices know me.
Yeah.
You guys know I eat meat.
Yep.
I
and now really here you're it. Eating please, which I is, really by the way, it's short for plant-based cheese, like but it's plant not please.
I understand that beans it's and potatoes cheese. Grow in the ground, but they don't. They're not plant. They're not plants.
Right.
So I liked it. I liked it a lot. And
I then like I said, it.
You know what? This it's first of all this it's it doesn't have any cholesterol, which is good for me because prior to my
whoa since
my
when
diet,
are you ingredient box reading, bro?
Well, hold on, I understand that. So prior to my weight loss that I'm on now, my cholesterol was a tad high. So this is cholesterol free, right?
Right.
So then I'm like, well, I'm on a diet, right? I have this 5 pound bag of this stuff. I can't eat it.
Right.
Because you know how you like sometimes you buy stuff, it's like low fat, but then it's really high in sugar. Or yeah. you buy like or it's really like you buy some stuff and it's really high in salt.
Yep.
Right? So I'm like, let me check out the ingredient. It's a quarter of the calories of regular
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
So I wanted to not like it. But I like it, and I'm happy I like it, and I'm weird saying it, but I like it. It's plant-based cheese.
Whoa.
It's not plant-based cheese. It's a meat substitute. It's cheese substitute. Whatever you want to call
people
it.
People think you're falling farther into the abyss. Who is this man, David Brody?
Look, I'm being honest. You guys know me. If I tell you something sucks, it's going to suck. If I didn't like this, I would tell Scare to do the commercial without me, right? Talk about it, rather than a commercial. I would say, Scare, you talk about Vegan Day. What do I know right. about it? Scary's like, come on, bro, you got to try it. So, I had it on pizza, so I tried it. So look.
Right. We were set up. So to tell the slices and be completely honest, they didn't tell me what I was eating because they wanted to get my honest opinion first. And when I
and
loved
it. They told
it,
me when so they, I wouldn't get mad.
Well, no, but they then but they were going to. They told you. They because they sent it to they sent me. It to your house in shredded cheese format.
Right.
And they put it on pizza that I ate. And we both actually fell into the trap. So after that. They then said, well, you know, mention these guys on your podcast because, to be quite honest, if you loved it, then you really, you know, then why not just lean into right. it a little bit? Because had they come to us before all this, let's say they just said, like, the week
before.
Promote this please cheese on the podcast? We'd yeah. be like, no, we don't eat vegan cheese. That's not
I
who we are.
Don't.
So they kind of, there was a bit of trickery going on, especially yeah. with me, and then we both fell for it. So we really, we wanted to bring this to the slices attention, that this is actually a viable product that both Brody and I stand behind. Now,
I feel weird that I like it. I do, because so, you know me. It's just, anyway, look.
The next step,
it's the bottom line. It's a local company for us in New York. They're out of Harlem. They created this cheese right. recently. It's not an old company.
Nope.
And what they're looking for, and they asked if we could mention it. If you try it and you like it, they go into your pizza place locally and ask them to carry it for you.
Please cheese. You're looking specifically for
there's
please.
There's no A in please. It's two
it's
E's.
P-L-E-E-S-E cheese. Okay. So and again, they come in huge bags of that the pizzeria would just love. They come in like wholesale
I don't
bags.
Know. They sent me a big bag. I don't know how they ship it normally.
Yeah. But that's it comes in bags like that. So then it's shredded and they could put it. So yeah. So ask your local pizzeria to carry it. That's all right, you know.
Back to
so we told them that we would. Right. We told them that we would mention it.
Well, the reason I wanted to mention it is because I didn't think the slices would believe it, to be honest. Because I don't. I called my wife at work. She was just getting off work when I had it. I was like, listen, remember that big bag of cheese in the fridge? She's like, right. yeah. I said, I know. Remember I told you could have it? And she's like, yeah, I go, I liked it. She's like, what?
It's also mind over matter, though, right? Because, yeah, again, if I would have went into this with the mindset knowing it was vegan, I'd be like, I ain't touching that. Or, oh, this is awful. But because I tasted it first, you know.
Let's get back to stuff that's bad, though. I want to thank the real Jason 3 on Instagram, Jayson. His mom mm-hmm. gave him a Y right in the middle because it was free. Give him that Y in the middle. He tagged me on a Trader Joe's ad, okay? Oh, my God. I'm going to probably put this on Instagram.
Right.
It is a...
what do you got?
Because he knows me, because you guys know me. It's vegan, creamy dill dressing.
So, by the way, that doesn't make the cut, does it?
No. No, that is a that is a triple no for me. No on the vegan... No on the creamy right now. I'm not having creamy dressings. And no on the dill. No on the dill.
Brody.
Oh, speaking of dill, I spoke to my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's the vegan.
Yep.
And she is in Europe, I told you, going for a master's degree.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't seen her since July.
Yep.
No, August when she left. End of July, beginning August. And so we talk online, we talk through apps, you know. So I don't remember how the topic came up, but there was a... She sent me a picture of matzo balls and asked me what was the green stuff in the matzo ball in the TikTok video she saw.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I think that's dill. And she said, who the F would put dill in a matzo ball? That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you are my daughter. I love you. And I had never told her that story. She doesn't listen to the podcast. And I said, did I ever tell you not to like dill? I go, you're vegan. You eat all that stuff. She goes, yuck, dill in a matzo ball. She says, that's a travesty. So I told her I would send her the link to our episode to listen to it of us, I think it's 103, Locks, Lies, and Dill or something.
Locks, Lies, and Dill.
I think that's the name of the episode, something like that. And so I told her to listen to it. So yeah, my daughter hates dill. But thanks, Jason, for making me want to vomit.
Absolutely.
Speaking of TikTok, can I play one TikTok video?
Yes. Yes, you can. Feel free.
Don't tell me no. Don't tell me no,
because I was gonna read some DMs and some stuff that. Okay. If we were going in that direction.
I gotta like time this because you can't pause it right away. So this is a girl, and behind her, she's on TikTok, you can put a graphic behind you.
Yep.
So she puts a tweet behind her and she says it out loud. And then I'm gonna cut it off because then it's stitched. There's a woman behind her in the video who rips her for it. But this is one of those "I was today years old" idiots, right?
those are my favorites.
She's reading the tweet. This is what she says:
"People who were born in 2000 are now 40. Let that sink in."
Oh my God. Okay. She's doing shit on purpose to get it right.
2000 are now 40. Let that sink in.
Oh, let that sink in. What do you mean? My fault, man. I didn't mean to leave you at the door.
Like, okay, so everybody's stitching her video, ripping her. She wasn't looking for hits. I watched her other videos. She's a dimwit. So the person who actually tweeted out, if you were born in 2000, you're 40 now. You're over 40, whatever the exact tweet was, right?
Right.
They did it ironically and they followed it up with, this is a tweet I'm going to send in 20 years. But she only saw the part that he said, the first part, which was the exact tweet. Let me give you the exact tweet.
I can't stand people like her.
So she read, people born in 2000 are now 40. Let that sink in. Well, first of all, they'd be 41 now. So the woman who stitched it said, the educational system in America is terrible. Let that sink in.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. So that idiot, see if I have her name here. Hold on. No, it's covered up by the caption.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's it. People.
I love it.
You could probably tell people that and they'll repeat it.
Well, because that's what people do. They parrot. They mimic people.
Right, which is why I got upset today. Because I talked about this on the 15-Minute Morning Show, again, November 3rd, is that people always see the fake stories but never see the retraction. Right?
Right.
So today, we were talking about Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 5 years ago, there was an internet rumor that the logo is a slave symbol and that the crack in the Cracker Barrel is the sound of a whip. And they used to put slaves in a barrel and crack the whip, and that you shouldn't eat a Cracker Barrel because it has a racist name.
Yep.
That's not true.
It's not true at all.
So this person's like, I'm never going to eat there. Now, there were plenty of articles written disparaging that theory, right? And proving it wrong and explaining where the name Cracker Barrel came from. It was a barrel of crackers. They used to sell crackers in giant barrels. Okay?
Exactly.
But this person never saw the follow-up. They never bothered to investigate. God, that sounds awful. I should probably Google that. Nope. I'm just going to take the awful and assume the life world is awful. And so when I sent them a text message back with a link, they wrote back, that's fine. I'm still never going to eat there now. Because in their mind, they have a racist logo. Yeah. It's also, I also talked about this briefly.
But the problem with that is they'll never, that's the way they're always going to be no matter who tells them the right thing. You could send them links to websites that show that and prove
legitimate websites. Yeah. And you know what they'll say? Well, who's to say what website's legitimate? If you can't tell the difference between a homemade site or a blog site and an actual, like, factual, I can't help you with that. I can't.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I mentioned this very briefly, and Scary, we do this all the time. Every time we give away money, or we raise money for a charity, right? No matter what charity it is, kids' cancer, world hunger, earthquake relief, the Red Cross, whatever. Five people will text in, hey, you shouldn't raise money for that charity. Because the CEO makes $100 million a year, and they don't take, they don't give the money to every charity. Well, I don't know if you know this about that charity, but the CEO, blah 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 blah. Stop it!
Charity, they get a salary because they need somebody there to hold, to be the tie that binds, to keep it all together.
Right,
there are people on staff at legitimate charities that get paid a salary because otherwise it wouldn't exist.
First of all, you're right. In order for someone to run a global charity, like the Red Cross,
there needs to be an administrative board.
Someone, if you are a smart enough, educated, and skilled enough person to run thousands of people on every continent in hundreds of countries, you deserve to get paid well. If you don't pay that person well, you're not going to get good qualified people that can run a huge company. Because every charity is still a company. They still have to pay people buy food and not spoil food and run the factories and the warehouses and the planes. Someone has to oversee all that.
Yep.
But my point isn't that the person doesn't deserve to make a million. It's that they get then inflated. They're making $175 million and they don't give any money to... And you could look at their mission statement. They say, we give 93%, we give 87%, and other goes to overhead.
And if you're making $7 million a year and 93% are going, that's a pretty good amount.
If you run a global company, you deserve $7 million a year. Now, I know what you're thinking. Now, again, I'm not on a soapbox.
No, I'm saying if you're a company that makes that money and 93% of it
goes... That's a lot of money going to help people.
Right.
It's not that they believe the fake part of it.
Yep.
They'll go, they make $200 million. They don't give any money. I read it. I saw it. And you know what happens? It was a story about one charity, right? Let's say it's the Red Cross,
Nicki Minaj's cousin told me so.
Right. But then, because it's like Grapevine, they take that one charity, somebody remembers it wrong, posts that it was like red something else or a different, and all of a sudden it's...
Insert charity here,
right. Yep. Then all of a sudden it's every charity.
Every charity, yeah.
Every charity, the person's making $200 million and they have a yacht and a plane and they kill children. My point is research. Do some research.
All right, bite into some cheese.
If you were born in 2000, you'd be 40 right now.
Jesus Christ.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a guy that got into my DMs, and he writes in all caps, but I don't understand how.
Glad you mentioned that.
He's like, what the fuck? I've been listening to your podcast for years. Based on the Brooklyn Boys podcast logo, I thought you were Brody and the other guy was Scary. It even says Brody and Scary next to the photo. Every story Brody has ever told, I put your face to it, Scary.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be hella weird next time I listen.
But that's not
I don't
true.
Know if I don't know if I can reverse it in my head anymore because it's all I'm accustomed to it. It's been so long. Have other people thought this?
Well, first of all, the logo says Scary and Brody.
Exactly. But he saw a picture of me and he goes, "Wait a second, I thought that was Brody." So Brody, every time you're talking, he's picturing my face.
Ooh,
and every time I'm talking, he's picturing you, which by the way is worse. so I don't know. But now he can't correct it in his head because, well, it goes to what we were just talking about earlier. It's like once you got something in your way, once you have a certain way in your head, you can't.
But I'm Scary. I'm looking at our logo. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast with Scary and Brody, and you're on the left and I'm on the right. Is he reading it Hebrew?
I don't know.
He says to left?
He says Brody. It has Brody and Scary. He reads it Brody and Scary.
Well, I'm not making.
Maybe he's
a joke.
Reading it somewhere else.
I'm not making a joke. Maybe.
At the end of the day, the moral of this story is he pictures your face with mine when I'm talking.
No, I get that. I'm confused now.
I don't know why. I'm not going to.
I have a version of our logo where the names and our pictures are reversed.
Yeah, it was as a goof.
But they still match. Like the names on the left, I'm on the left. Your name's on the right. You're on the right. I don't think there's any. We always stand in Brody and Scary order.
I know.
I mean, Scary and Brody, unless you make me move.
I know.
Or I make you move.
I don't care.
That's weird.
I don't know. Well, anyway, I wanted to just address that real quick.
No, I totally get that. So there was it set me up for an awkward moment, and I didn't realize it at the time. So this past weekend, the New York Jets football team, starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. I say that because there's a Jets hockey team in Winnipeg. The New York Jets football team, even though they play in New Jersey, their starting quarterback, rookie quarterback, Zach Wilson, was out. So his backup, his name is Mike White, and he happens to be a white guy. Mm-hmm. His name is Mike White, and he's white. He had an unbelievable game.
I saw that.
Unbelievable game. But in the middle of the game, he had what they thought might have been a concussion. He got knocked down. He was possibly injured, and he missed 5 or 6 plays. While he was out, the third string quarterback came in, Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson is black. Okay, it's part of the story, trust me.
Okay.
So the Jets win a game they weren't supposed to win because it's a football game and they're not very good.
Sure.
And the NBC New York website put up a picture of...
Oh, wait, hold on a second. My girlfriend's calling here. Hold on a second.
What the fuck is she?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
Tell her to talk dirty because we're on the podcast. We need the ratings.
My phone is still weird.
What
are you doing?
I'm doing the Brooklyn Boys podcast. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. No, I just called to complain about something. But
all right, well, I'll call you back.
All right. You didn't talk about me today, did you?
Did I talk about you today?
Yeah.
On the radio? No, I don't remember talking about you today on the radio.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell us, Scary.
All right. Bye. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, Brody,
you realize something?
What's that?
Your girlfriend is perfect for you. You know why?
Why is that?
She interrupted my story also.
She, at least she didn't go from first to third.
I hear she does, if you know what I mean.
Hey-o. So.
Okay. So NBC New York on their website put up a picture of the Jets backup quarterback And the headline is White steps in, leads Jets to wild 34-31 win over the Bengals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the picture is Josh Johnson, the black quarterback.
Oh.
So to make fun of them on my Facebook page, I wrote, nice job, NBC New York, but that guy isn't white.
Oh,
I didn't mean it that way.
Right. You took it. You said it differently.
It would be like you meant saying that guy's not scary. Michael, it's Brody. Like right. For the last
it's not
story,
Michael. It's that guy's not Michael White.
Right. I said that guy's not white.
Oh,
meaning like that's not Rodgers. That
came
not,
out wrong.
That's not right. That's not the quarterback. That's not white. I didn't mean to come off that way, but I clearly came off that right. way. Luckily, I didn't put it on regular social media where people would have accused me of God knows what.
Now, Brody.
God knows what.
Now, Brody, yeah. you're a man who jumps to conclusions and you see things.
Are you saying I'm a murderer?
You're a visionary a lot of times.
Okay, did you not catch that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the slices that did. Okay.
I am
a visionary. Go on.
But I remember I told you the story. This has been an ongoing thing about Barney the bull, the bull that
right.
got...
Right, it took like a month to get this bull that ran off.
They finally, he escaped. A month later, they take the bull back. And the last time I mentioned this a few episodes ago, I told you that they were going to take Barney the bull
right.
to a sanctuary
yeah,
and where he's going
the
to live...
My first dog is at.
He's going to live happily ever after
right.
in a place where he can live forever because he escaped...
Live forever.
He's going to live until his he dies naturally.
Right.
They weren't going to take him out to slaughter like they were originally. He was spared.
Did he have a cardiac arrest?
Brody, what did you then say when I said that?
I said that's probably going to put him on the same farm they put my first dog. That's bullshit. They're going to kill him. I said he's going to be a hamburger.
So you're saying that it was all for press. They just wanted to get everybody to go away. Everybody's going to be, nothing to see here. Okay, Barney's good.
Okay.
See you later. And then all of a sudden, when no one's looking, they take him out.
In previous examples of this, sometimes in somewhere in the country, but a lot, I only know about it in the New York tri-state area.
Yep.
Sometimes a sheep will get out or a lamb, like something smaller. And they will legitimately bring it to a petting zoo. Right? Like, you know what?
Yeah.
He earned his freedom. And they bring him to a petting zoo because it's a small animal.
Right.
And petting zoos can use it. But where are you going to put a cow and feed it grass and let it roam forever? There's no fields of wild cows. That's not a thing. And don't tell me Montana. I'm talking about the great state of Montana. I'm talking about, regular states that don't have cows running around in fields.
Wow.
Somebody owns the cows. So what happened to this cow?
Well, Brody, I wish I would have brought the jingles home. Including the one that says Brody is wrong. Because Brody is wrong.
Good thing you don't have the jingle.
Mayor. Guess what? This is a coincidence. Mayor wrote to me.
Mayor.
Mayor. Her name is Mayor.
Wait a minute.
Mayor, M. Dollars slid into my DMs and said, hey, I was listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, catching up. And you mentioned how you were so happy to hear that Barney the Bull went to a sanctuary.
Right.
Brody was cracking jokes and you said you need to believe that he's being looked after. So I was really excited to tell you that my fiance works for that sanctuary and is installing fences and Barney the Bull is there. Just thought you'd appreciate that and have some closure about Barney the Bull.
Yeah, call me in a month.
Barney the Bull's in the sanctuary. You were wrong.
Right.
See, here is this woman was listening to the podcast.
The sanctuary is the name of a buffet in Long Island.
you have to believe that these people are doing the right thing. That they are
above
board.
He's on a former duck farm in Mauritius, Long Island, and now settling into his forever home. I hope for the best.
Well, that's what I'm giving you an update. You made jokes. Mayor heard it, and she said, yeah. I'm gonna text these guys because my fiance was the one who built the fences for him. So there you go.
All right.
Another
I hope
update.
When the fence breaks and he runs away again and they shoot it.
Oh.
Look, I'm rooting for Barney.
Oh.
I'm rooting for Barney the Bull. I am. I'm a big fan of the Bulls. Love the Bulls. A little ketchup.
You're terrible.
Little cheese.
You're fucking awful. You're awful.
I got some sound.
Let's do that, and then we got to grab a quick break here.
So, you have the Yasmin clip?
the Yasmin clip. I got a Supreme Court clip.
I sent it to you 2 weeks ago.
I got Supreme Court.
Let me see if I can play the Yasmin clip off my phone.
Hold on a second. How are we not on the same page?
I don't know.
I'm looking through my bank of sound.
Right.
It says Yasmin on it.
Let me see what I called.
Probably not called that.
I'll check my list here. I'll tell you what it's called.
Are you going to check it twice?
No, it's Yasmin. I'll play the clip.
All right. Please do, because I don't have it.
There's a woman on cable news. She has a very unusual name. Her name is Yasmin Vesugian. Mm-hmm. Yasmin Vesugian. Now, if we worked with someone with an odd name, right, mm-hmm. at our radio station, our home radio station, yep. Z100 New York, and they were on the air with us, we would know how to pronounce their name, right?
Nope.
No?
Well, we would, because if they were, are they a regular on our show?
No, they work at Z100. They're on the air. Like, we know Shelly's
name. Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course we would.
Crystal Rosas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because, these are our coworkers. These are our friends.
So listen to this guy say her last name. And remember, it's Vesugian. Never mind how it's spelled, because it's a nightmare to look at it spelled. Here we go. See if I can play this. Hold on. Oh, I turned the sound down because the TikTok thing. Hold on.
That wraps up this hour for me. I'm Jose Diaz Boy. I'll see you tomorrow on NBC Nightly News Saturday. And you can always reach me on Twitter and Instagram at JD Ballard. If you can, follow the show online, JD Ballard MSNBC. Thank you for the privilege of your time. Yasmin Vesugian picks up with more news right now.
Yasmin Vesugian.
And that's not her name.
It's Vesugian.
Wow.
So he must have read, again, he must have read it off the teleprompter. Oh. He doesn't know his own coworker.
In all fairness.
No. Why don't they write her name phonetically on the damn teleprompter? Vesugian. Vesugian. You know she has a difficult name.
Yeah.
You're a coworker. No.
In all fairness, they're probably not from the same studio. One of them, they're probably on opposite ends of the country.
You're right.
They never met before.
Coworker. You're throwing it to her. This is your job, right? You know you come into work. You're like, okay, I'm on 10 to 11. Someone's coming on after me. Who is it? Is it Brian Williams? Because I can pronounce that. No? Is it Rachel Maddow? I can pronounce that, right? It's Yasmin Vesugian. Okay, I should probably prepare myself. I'll write it down. I'll practice it. I'll ask her producer how to pronounce it. Hey, producer, in the teleprompter, why don't you spell it out for me, yeah. Right?
He didn't take the time to do that.
Would you like it if the Night Jock said, hey, tune in tomorrow on the Elvis Duran show because Skyree Jones has a funny story? You'd be like, what the fuck, man? I work here. I work with you. Skyree and Brady.
Skyree.
Right? Wouldn't you be like, yeah. That's not my name. You work here.
Right. I get you.
All right. She's there longer than him. All right.
We have the Supreme Court.
So the Supreme Court had a very big case to discuss this week. Very big case. It was such a big case for the first time ever that I can remember. They made a big deal out of it. Live, you could hear the arguments from the attorneys arguing their case in front of the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And do you hear that buzzing?
Yeah, I hear that buzzing. What's up? Okay. Sounds like a cell phone interference.
No, the wire's loose. Okay, I tighten the wire. So for the first time in that, and they made a big deal about it, that you could hear live the oral arguments of the Supreme Court justices. So I tuned in. I was pre-law. You guys know that. I love the law. It's irrelevant what you believe about the case, what case it was. It's relevant to the story. This amazing moment in American history, because of the pandemic, they've wired up the chambers because a lot of the judges are working from home.
Okay.
Right? Now, at one point, the justices were all home.
Yep.
Especially when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on her last leg. She wasn't going to go in during COVID. Everybody. So they set up this technology to mic them up, record them, whatever. So no video, just audio. And every time a Supreme Court judge would come on and talk, they would put up their picture.
Okay.
Fascinating. The way they all argued, right? Play the clip. Listen to them, the Supreme Court of the United States of America talking. And then listen to the guy who comes on and what he says and what he does. Play the clip.
Clerks will docket every SBA petition that is brought forth, and the state has encouraged, it has incentivized enforcement by offering $10,000 or more bounties.
So this is not only extraordinary, it's so unusual that we're able to listen in on what the Supreme Court is listening to, these oral arguments before the court as it takes up these two cases stemming from the controversial Texas abortion law. But we're going to go back to it. It's unusual. It's extraordinary. I want to just bring in Neil Katyal to give us a little context about
Okay, wait.
So twice, the guy from the news network says
he cuts
it's
in.
Extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
It's unusual.
It's unusual.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
We'll get back to that later. I'm going to interrupt it and talk to this guy.
Right. I was about to say, you know, you're pretty.
It's like, look at this hot naked lady. Okay, while you're looking at her, forget her. Look over here at Benny the Bull. Look at that cow.
Yeah.
This is the most amazing naked woman ever.
Terrible.
Terrible.
You're listening to the Supreme Court. He comes on and says,
yeah. It's amazing. Like a once in a lifetime thing that this is happening. It's an anomaly.
This is like God coming down and parting the seas. But wait a minute. Look what's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And then he says it again and goes, seriously. This is amazing. This is a once in a lifetime.
And by the way, he's talking over them as he's saying that.
This is the most amazing thing. I'm going to talk now, but don't worry. I'm going to go. No, I'm not going back to it. I have a guest in studio. Let's talk to him about how incredible it is that we're able to listen to, but we're not listening.
What a bunch of fucking morons.
He brought a guy on to talk about how incredible it is that we're able to listen to the Supreme Court as we're not listening to the Supreme Court.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Man, you know what? They should put us on network TV.
We should be.
We should be the producers. We should be the writers.
They should interrupt us and talk about how great our show is.
Ah, man. What is wrong with people?
I don't know. Lord, you're talking to me about what's wrong with people?
Oh, forget about it.
You
got a laundry list of what's wrong with people.
So can I tell you what's wrong with me? I made a mistake that I've been making for 2 years now. And it's one of those things you go, Brody, I thought you were smart. To me, I said to myself, are you stupid? So, I have a pool, And a lot of times
I know you have a pool, Brody. I know, you rub it in my face every summer.
Now my pool is
and
closed.
And you don't invite me.
I closed my pool October 15th, I think, roughly.
Good riddance.
Until next
wasn't going to be in it anyway.
May 15th. Anyway, when I go in at night, I like to relax. I put like a TV show on the laptop, on my iPad. I watch TV out by the pool. You know, I stream something. Mm-hmm. And in order to watch TV, I like to, I have a round inner tube. I used to have a Mets inner tube, logos all over it. Uh-huh. And I, you know, like I put my arms over the sides and I bob in the water and I watched whatever's on the TV. Just, I relax, I chill, like I'm hanging by my arms, right? So early last year, after multiple times patching my Mets pool float, my round float, right? I ran out of patch and it wasn't holding the air anymore. And so I bought a blue float, the only one they had, and at the store I was at. And it's got handles. So, you know, like when you go to like a water park, you get those round pool floats with handles.
Yeah.
Right.
The grip.
Okay. You know what? I didn't buy it. I got it at work with that. Somebody, Party City came in with summer supplies. And I took home the float. That's where I got it. And I didn't realize it had handles. So for all of last summer, and I would say the first two-thirds of this summer, mm-hmm. Now, you know how the handles are located, like at 9 45, and 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, so like that, 10 and 2 of something.
10 and 2, right, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would turn it around so that the handles were behind me. But if I put my head back, I'd sometimes hit the handles, and I go, "Fucking hate this thing." But it's a nice float, and I never got around to finding that they don't make the Mets one anymore. So I put up with the free float. Sometime in September, I threw the pool float in, as I normally do, but the wind took it, and it flipped over. And so I got in the tube, not realizing it was upside down, and I'm like, "Where'd the handles go?" And I realized that I had the tube with the handles down. How did I not put the handles down for a year and a half?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I had the handles up.
Up.
Bitching about the handles. I hate these handles. Turning the thing around. If I got in the wrong way, I had
so
to
So you're saying you could press them in and they stay in?
No, they don't stay in.
They just go down.
They're handles.
They're handles.
So I turned the pool float over
on the other
so
side.
So the handles are in the water.
Are in the water, right.
And now it's like it doesn't have handles.
Right.
How did I not realize that? How?
That you could
I'm
flip.
I'm a bright person. That My mother could, raised a bright person.
That you could
person.
Flip the float over upside down?
It didn't occur to me. I'm a problem solver. It never occurred
now,
to me to flip the...
I'm
embarrassed to admit that.
Let me ask you this, though.
Now I'm eating vegan cheese. Who am I?
Does the pool float look the same upside down that it does right side
yes,
up?
Yes, except is it doesn't have the handles.
So there's no difference. It's perfectly symmetrical except
yes,
for the handles.
Yes, like a water park float. That you get in at the bottom is smooth.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Well, you know what it is? You overanalyze everything. Sometimes you're so close to something and you're so detailed that you just sometimes need to take a step back.
You know what it is? I'm anal about it. And I would always put it handles up because that's the straight way, right? That's straight. You put the handles up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's upside down. So I'm like, oh, it's upside down. It never occurred to me. Yeah, dumbass. Upside down. I guess. So slices, is there something in your life that you realized after a long time where you were like, oh, shit, how did I not know? Like, mm-hmm. Why didn't I always do it this way? Because I feel that way. And I don't remember the last time I ever felt that way where I said to myself, how did you, what? It was an epiphany. I went, oh, my God. And I was like, I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to tell
you
my
felt
family.
You felt stupid.
I was like, yeah, how did I, what? I can't, what? I put the float up. What? And I was talking to myself out loud going, and luckily I was in the pool by myself. I'm like, did you, what did?
Right.
So I put it in my phone. I'm like, podcast. And then Scary, you know, we're in November now. I've held on to this since September. Not wanting to say it out loud. But it's the new me.
The new you.
The new me.
The new you. I have, you know, I realized this in a little while. I have to pack because I'm headed to Miami.
Yeah,
you know,
don't rub it in.
We're doing something tomorrow for our friends at Y100 Miami.
Yep, who didn't invite me. Go on.
They would have been responsible to invite you and they did not.
They did not.
They didn't? They did?
Nope.
They didn't? Oh.
Nor did the person who's in charge of the list say, hey, you forgot Brody.
Oh. I was right. By the way, I for the
I
record,
Slice
for the
Miami in November.
For the record, Slices, I did, was not in charge of the list.
No, it so, was not Scary. Nor did, but Scary did not say, "Well, bro, where's bro?"
So we gave away a wedding on Y100. A very cool giveaway. Yeah, they did it for the, you know, throughout, I guess,
Y100, October. Y100 South Florida? Miami. Fort Lauderdale.
Yep, yep.
Because we're on two Y100s in Florida.
Yep, Y100 Miami. Mm-hmm. And we basically gave away this wedding, and it was basically with all the fixins. You get tomatoes
and pickles,
all of it.
And
you get
lettuce on the side.
The winning couple that won this contest for Y100 is going to be married at the Fountain Blue tomorrow, Friday evening, by Nate from our show, who's an ordained minister. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards is the reception at the Fountain Blue. They got to bring like 150 guests. Everything, amazing. All of it's paid for.
And by the way, a beautiful hotel.
And all of it was included. It's crazy. They got a full wedding paid for them, which is an amazing prize. But
were they getting married? Were they like a couple had to write a letter in? Okay.
Yeah, they were getting married. So, as it turns out...
I'll take a free wedding and get married to you if I have to.
As it turns out... tomorrow, Friday night, I will be there.
Mr. and Mrs. Brody Scary.
My role will be to announce the Mr. wedding party and the bride and groom into the main room. You know, after the cocktail.
Please give it up. Oh, you're the hype guy.
I'm the hype man.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, please give it up for.
That's right. The new Mr. and for the first time ever as in public as the new Mr. and Mrs. blah, 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 blah.
Now, wait a minute. What if she's not changing her name? What if she's hyphenating? You better find that out.
I'm going to find out. Maybe she lost her hyphen. Maybe she didn't.
Well, it was a horseback riding accident.
That was... She bled.
I hope everyone got that joke.
I hope so too.
If you don't, Google virginity horseback riding
hymen
excuse.
Horseback riding, okay. Right?
Or lie, yeah.
Lie, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be the guy on the microphone, being the MC dude, being like, oh yeah, here's and coming into the room now, accompanied by
a couple that's going to be banging it out tonight for sure.
Yeah, right. So after all that is said,
she's a bad cook. She must be good in bed, ladies and gentlemen. Like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Like, give him a little ribbing.
Oh, I don't know. We'll figure that out. But the larger point here is
she must be good in the bed. Look at that face, ladies and gentlemen.
After that moment is over.
By the way, I've not seen the picture. I'm talking about a hypothetical couple. I don't know the wedding people.
He's not talking specifically about the wedding we're doing.
I don't know who they are. I'm sure they're lovely. I'm saying I know Scary.
What I'm saying is, as soon as we are done with that and that announcement, my duties have ended for the night.
Right. Will you be drunk at that point?
They told me, well, you know, you're a guest at the party. You should stay, right?
Yeah, guests drink.
No, but I kind of want to leave at that point because I feel like I'm meddling on someone's wedding. I feel like I was not an invited guest. Hold on a second, Brody. I was not an invited guest.
Okay.
They won a promotion. They may or may not listen to the morning show. They won from Y100. They probably know who I am.
Right.
But would they have invited me had they not won the contest? My guess is no, because I don't think anyone's first instinct is, hey, let's invite the people from the radio station to our wedding. Although we have gotten invites in the past, I don't know if this was this couple's MO. So here I'm going to be after the announcements are over, and I may just do a little Irish exit because I don't want to be there. I don't think, because I don't know anybody. I wouldn't know anybody in the room.
Well, you know the other five people that got invited to Florida without me.
Well, yeah, but...
Are they staying?
I don't know. I don't think we are. I think we're going to hang.
Okay, so you guys better know because one of two things is going to happen. Either Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah, blah are going to say, God, they're still here? I mean, like, it was nice they gave us the wedding, but... Or they're going to say, oh, man, they fucking left? That's rude.
Exactly.
You better find out.
Dilemma. Because honestly, I think it's the former, not the latter response. It's more like... The fuck are they hanging around for? This is our private day. This is our wedding. These are our guests. Like, I don't know anybody in the room.
Well, here's what you do. One of you goes up to the groom, because the bride's going to be, like, frazzled. You go up to the groom and say, hey, man, congratulations. Have a wonderful time. Congratulations on the wedding and winning and everything. And thanks for letting us be a part of it. You know, we're probably going to head out soon, right? At that point, he's going to say to you, hey, it was so nice of you to come. Thank you so much. Or he's going to go, okay, you don't have to leave. We'd love to have you. My mom's a big fan. She wants to meet you. Like, let the groom tell you what to do. Or go up to the best man and ask his opinion.
The other thing I don't want to do is upstage the couple on their happy day. Because there's going to be listeners.
Suit.
No, but there's going to be people in that room that listen to our show.
Oh, sure.
And they're going to be more interested in hanging out, taking pictures and schmoozing or buying you know, talking, doing shots at the bar.
Right. Now you're worried about being too big of a celebrity. I get it.
I kind of am.
Are you going to wear a white, dress?
I don't want to overshadow them on their day.
Are you going to wear a white dress or a tuxedo that matches the groom and be part of the bridal party?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Get in all the photos?
I'm just, you're making fun, but this is a suit? Real, this is a real problem. That's the other thing.
No, it's absolutely a problem. But look, if you leave after you bring in
If I do my duty.
Mr. and Mrs., when are they going to have kids? Start asking them now. If you leave after that, you got the happy hour food, right? You got the cocktail hour.
Oh, that's the best part.
Best part. So all you're really giving up is maybe dessert, maybe.
I don't care about missing out on food, Brody.
Yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, but the Fountain Blue's got some good food.
Brody, I'm not thinking this in terms of meals.
Well, when was the last time you did the electric slide, though? Or the chicken dance? Huh?
I don't want any
part of it. Do you remember at a Macarena?
Not trying to do that. I just kind of want to tiptoe out backwards.
I wouldn't stay past the prime rib.
You would stay for dinner?
Yeah, although I'm eating healthier now. So I would have the sole, the Dover sole, or the filet.
What the fuck?
Whatever that fish
I'm
is.
I'm not staying for dinner. I'm not.
If it's a Fountain Blue, it might be like
I'm not mingling
sea bass.
With these people.
Dude,
I can't.
Chilean sea bass.
This is the difference between me and Brody. This is the difference. You would actually stay and wait for dinner. And
unless
I'm like,
I can take some back to the room. If I get a little to-go container.
You're awful.
Dude, listen, if it's Dover sole, I'm out of there, right? If it's like chicken, I'm out. But if it's Chilean sea bass or like surf and turf, like Fountain Blue is fancy. Fountain Blue is nice.
I know. They got good food in there.
That's what I'm saying. So I want to see the menu. Excuse me, what's the menu?
And the other question I have is, do
they
I
got owe... baby lamb chops? Because I'm staying for baby lamb chops.
Do I owe them a gift?
The gift is your presence. No, they won everything.
My presence is their present?
They just saved. I'm only going to talk New York prices. I know wherever you are in the country, you might think I'm crazy. I'm going to get average price.
Average price.
Average price of a wedding where we're from is like $40,000.
At the Fountain. How much? How much?
$40,000-$50,000 minimum.
Yes. I would imagine because if you think about it, it is the Fountain Blue and they are a very expensive and fancy place.
It's expensive. Right. So.
And at $150, $150 people, how much a head is that?
Probably $300, $400 a couple maybe.
On a Saturday, on a Friday night?
Right. Now, well, I'm not having a wedding like that. No, I'm just saying that people have weddings like that.
Well, anyway, that's where I will be on Friday. I think I'm going to, I've made my mind up. Thanks. No thanks to you, Brody. No help.
Well,
you didn't help me
yet.
Out. Yeah.
The Boys Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What are you doing this weekend?
That's a good question.
You don't know? You don't have it all planned out?
I don't. I don't have it all planned out. No, I don't have it all planned out. I have not made plans for the weekend yet. I haven't.
Okay.
I may. You know what? I'm definitely going to see Marvel's new Eternals movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting mixed reviews, but the parts that people like will be enough for me to enjoy it. So I'm definitely going to go to the movies this weekend. After that, I don't know. Oh, I'm probably going to watch, just to party on, Garth, I'm probably going to watch on HBO Max, not a sponsor, the sequel to Venom, Venom 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
Venom 2 Electric Boogaloo, yes. Venom 2 starts streaming on HBO Max yesterday, and I didn't get to see it in the movie, so I'm going to watch that. So I'm gonna double Marvel movie this weekend. I did watch Free Guy this week with Ryan Reynolds, the real Ryan Reynolds, not the fantasy football guy, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, wow.
See, okay, I will say...
Don't really watch any of this.
If you haven't seen Ryan Reynolds... I love Ryan Reynolds' sense of humor. Here's what I'll say about Free Guy, because it got good reviews.
It has the word free in it, and you love
it. Yeah, love that. The trailer is excellent. The trailer is very funny.
Hmm.
The majority of the funny is in the trailer. So the movie is fine.
Yeah.
Right? It's fine. It's pleasant.
Fine.
It moves along. You don't like want to walk out like Wonder Woman 1984, which was the worst movie I've seen in 20 years. It's a good movie. It's fine. It's fine.
It's
fine. Give it a, it pretty average. Speaking of which, Curb Your Enthusiasm is back.
Oh my God, you brought it up. That was the tip of my tongue. I was just about to mention it.
What made you think of that? Me doing Larry David impression?
You doing the Larry David impression. I'm like, oh, wait a second. How was that? How was the first episode?
So there's two episodes.
Oh, two of them. Oh my God, I'm 2 weeks behind already.
There's a couple of moments that are very me, where I was like, oh, yeah. I absolutely would have done that. I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to like talk about plots, because if you're behind, I won't say anything. I would say the two episodes I've seen so far have been pretty average.
Oh, really? That's,
again,
very critical.
30-minute show, right?
Whatever
it is, 30, right? It's 8 or 9 minutes of like that. That's good. But you know what they haven't been so far?
Witty.
You know when is a really good episode of Curb, or when Seinfeld really hit a home run?
I know.
Like,
when
yada, 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 I'm out, master my domain, right? They had those catchphrases, can you spare a square? It was the episodes you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, on Curb last night.
Junior
blah,
Mints.
Blah, blah, blah. Right, Junior Mints. They're very refreshing, Jerry.
Yeah.
There was nothing overly quotable. Like, he did a rant about towels. It was like, okay,
but I do love when it goes full circle. That, to me, is the masterful writing and wit of
when
Larry
the thing
David.
He did comes back to haunt him at the end.
Yes. That is in pretty much every episode.
Yeah, there was some of that. It was
pretty average.
It was, I want you to watch, and if you've seen it, please tweet us and let know. I will say that the highlight of the at least last week's episode was Susie Essman.
Okay.
Who plays Susie Green.
Yep.
She was fantastic. Because so there's something about a couch.
All right.
That's it.
That's all you're going to say.
The couch is funny.
All right, let me watch it. I got to watch it.
You'll like the ending of the second episode if you get it. It's subtle, but it's a full circle like you like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in your face. You have to go, what just happened? Oh, shit.
Right.
So it's good. So I'm waiting for the third episode.
Okay.
But it was...
pretty meh.
Pretty good. Yeah, meh.
Hey, we got to shout out Robert Carl. Robert Carl is a new slice for life. He wrote to us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. He said, I am a 51-year-old truck driver.
Nice.
I drive a local semi, whatever that is.
It's a semi.
Okay. About 3 weeks ago, after hearing the same song 20 times in a day, I decided to listen to my first podcast ever. So I downloaded the iHeartRadio app, hit the podcast selection, and the Brooklyn Boys was the first one to come up. Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. He discovered us that way. I started on episode 167 and here, and you guys say, that's when you said start from the beginning. I went back and started from zero. I listen for 10 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Nice.
I'm up to episode 80 now. When I do catch up to you guys, I'm going to start listening to the big show. He doesn't even know about Elvis Duran and the morning show, this guy.
Wow.
This guy was listening to a local radio station, got sick of the same song over and again, downloaded the iHeartRadio app, discovered us. Anyway, thanks for...
Because we don't play the same songs over and over again.
Thanks for helping the miles and the time go by every day. I don't know where Robert is from in this fine country of ours, but just know that he is driving across country and he found us.
Nice.
And he's eventually, get this, he's eventually, when he's done listening to all the episodes,
yeah,
going to go listen to the big show. So
amazing.
It begs the question, and I want to hear from you, Slices. Get in touch with us on Instagram or Twitter at the Brooklyn Boys or even the Brooklyn Boys podcast at gmail.com. Let us know if you're listening to us, but you've never heard Elvis Duran in the morning show. You've never heard the big show before. I want to know if...
And tell us how you found us.
Yeah, and how you found us.
Also, if you know a trucker, tell them about the podcast because that's a lot of listening. We got a text message on the Elvis show this morning from a trucker who says they listen every day and they listen to the on-demand show every day for 4 hours afterwards if they missed anything. And I said, oh, you should listen to our podcast too, Serial Killers, Brooklyn Boys, whatever. Oh, I didn't know about the podcasts. What? You're a truck driver. Hello? You got nothing to do but listen to audio. So tell a truck driver that we're on. Tell them about our podcast and to start from zero. And hopefully they'll love us.
Absolutely.
I got a bunch of stuff to read. May I do that, sir?
Please do. I didn't give you the mail time jingle, but we'll skip it this week.
Okay. Will I Am DM'd me a couple of weeks ago when we couldn't remember what it was on your Greek salad that you thought didn't belong there. He said, he reminded us it was anchovies. You said anchovies should not be on the salad.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, this comes to us from Kelsey Kitchen TX, so I guess Texas. Hi, David Brody. I'm a huge fan of the Brooklyn Boys podcast and thought I'd share what just happened at the drive-thru at one of my local Dairy Queen stores. Now, we love Dairy Queen.
At your local Dairy Queen.
By the way, Dairy Queen has a thing called the Blizzard, which is like a very thick shake that they put in mix-ins like candy bars and sprinkles and all kinds of stuff. They used to have an item on the menu called the Breeze, which was the frozen yogurt version of it, but they stopped making it. I don't know if they still have frozen yogurt that you can order it, but it was called the Breeze, and it's a healthier version of the Blizzard.
Who knew?
Me.
Now I know too.
I was asked to pull forward at Dairy Queen, even though the drive-thru was empty. And she handed me my drink. She told me to pull forward like she does this all the time. When I refused, the girl at the window told me about the timer and that her shift manager has them do this. After I didn't pull up, it says, I was told to just leave. So the woman said, just leave me there. And she closed the window on my face. She opened it when my food was ready. Handed me my food. I asked for my receipt. She handed it to me already crumpled in her hand, ready to throw in the trash. This wasn't the first time at this location, so I started going through the survey they told me to take, and there's a section that asked about the exact thing. Slice for life, can't wait for this week's episode. So she sent me a screenshot of the online survey. It says, were you asked to pull forward out of the drive-thru lane to wait for your order? Yes or no? So Dairy Queen is aware of this. It's in their survey, God bless them. But the managers are still doing it, which means the survey is useless because they're not going back and telling the managers. So this is a global travesty. Dairy Queen.
Yeah. I got a global travesty for you.
All right, I got more, so you go.
Okay,
go.
Heather Hurt. Hey, Skeery, I've been listening to the Brooklyn Boys.
Oh, is this the soup?
Nope.
Oh, okay, because she sent me something.
Been listening for to the Brooklyn Boys and the Big Show for so long. I believe this is always talked about on the Big Show. I cannot believe I'm getting ready to tell you this story. I have to, because you are going to laugh your ass off and say I was right all along and probably be disgusted too. 2 years ago, my best friend and I went to the beach and brought our little boys with us. So having two little boys, we stayed in at night talking till 4 a.m. every night. Well, our last night at the beach, the boys were sound asleep and we were up talking, and all of a sudden my friend had to use the bathroom. Do number two. Well, she walks out laughing so hard she couldn't breathe. So I started laughing, not knowing what was being laughed at. She tells me she stopped up the commode. I said, oh my God, no way. She said she tried everything to get it to go down and it wouldn't go. She looked everywhere for a plunger, didn't have one. Went to the front desk, said we needed a plunger. Her response was, no way, they will know that I shit. I turned and looked at her walking towards the curtains. I asked her what she is doing. She takes the handle of the blinds. And this is disgusting. She slides the glass door to look at the beautiful beach front. She takes a handle off the blinds and she sticks it down the toilet. Guess what though? It worked, but never again do I touch the fucking blinds or curtains. Honestly, yeah, don't come at me on the grammar police, longtime listener Heather. So yeah, so I keep telling people over and over again, don't touch the duvet cover, don't touch the curtains at a hotel because it is full of feces or semen or whatever. And people like look at me funny. But I'm like, dude, don't touch it. Don't get near it. Here's proof positive because her friend did something really filthy. Now, I don't know if that's something to really highlight because she did something disgusting with it. But we'll leave that right there.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
No.
By the way, I was paraphrasing as I was going because it was it was a little more nasty than it was.
I appreciate that. I got this from Chris, CRP 1985. He sent us a picture of a sign at Whole Foods. It says carving pumpkin, 2 for $13 each. What?
Huh?
2 for $13 each.
That makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Is it?
It's 2 for $13
each.
So it's
2 for $13 each.
Sounds like 13 each.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm going to go with 2 for $13 and give myself the benefit of the doubt based on their stupidity.
Okay, I have a lot more to read, but I'm stopping at this one. I screenshotted this. You were at an event in Yonkers.
I was
sitting in a chair with beautiful decorations. Had the most amazing time at YAW 2021.
YAW, YAW is the Yonkers Arts Weekend.
Beautiful picture. You told me you had a great time.
I did.
And I'm looking at the picture. Now, I want to point out that Skiri not only runs his page, he and I have access to the Elvis Duran Morning Show account if we had to get into it.
And the Brooklyn Boys account.
And Skiri has access to the Brooklyn Boys podcast account at the Brooklyn Boys.
And Speaking Volumes account.
That's right.
That's my other podcast.
And I, of course, have Walkers and Talkers.
Other podcast.
Mm-hmm. Skiri Jones. I'm looking at Skiri Jones's picture, and it says liked by the Brooklyn Boys, Elvis Duran Show, and 247 others. That means Skiri logged out of his own account.
I sure did.
Logged into our other business accounts.
Damn straight.
So he could go back to his own picture and like it.
That's right.
You vain son of a bitch.
But I didn't like it from my own account because that would be weird.
Yeah, you didn't like it from you. You basically what is it called? You thirst trapped yourself, and instead of Ali Gold's bikini pictures, you liked yourself with the Brooklyn Boys account
because it was a great picture. I'm like everyone needs.
Don't speak for both of us. First of all, don't speak for both of us. I wouldn't have liked that picture.
Yes, you would have. It's a great picture.
It's a good picture. You have to say.
Follow me on Instagram at Skiri Jones.
Yes, follow me at David Brody.
See the picture that we're talking about.
And by the way, we have more listeners than I have followers. Come on now, people. Follow me on Instagram. I put up good stuff. All right. So I wanted to call you on that because that's some bullshit right there.
All right. I'm glad you noticed.
All right.
And after this, we have to get out of here. So keep going.
No. All right. Let me skip some of these. I'll read these next week. I wanted to thank Angelhurst. I thought it was Heather Hurt. Angel Hurst.
Ah, somebody else.
Hillary Duff put up a video of matzo ball soup. Because Hillary Duff's a Jew,
yep,
like myself. And Angel wrote to me, is that dill in the matzo ball? Which it is. Ugh.
Matzo ball and dill go hand in hand. Don't let Brody's daughter dictate
that to you.
Brody's daughter dictate or Brody or the Brody family. They know nothing about it.
Nope. I'm going to skip that. I have this. I put up, I was selling dog pads, like housebreaking dog pads. Because my daughter's dog is now housebroken. We don't need the pads.
Oh.
So it's like a...
Was she menstruating?
No, the dog. You pee on them.
Oh.
You pee and poop on the pads.
Oh.
Not like crotch pads.
Pee-pee pads.
Wee-wee pads.
Wee-wee pads, yeah.
So I put up... I bought like fancy ones, like lavender, gel, odor absorbing. I put them up. The bag was like, I don't know, $40, $50, something like that. It's a big bag.
Big bag.
I put them up for $25. There's only a few missing from the bag.
Okay.
$25 for a $50 bag, which probably now is worth $40. This person writes, would you take $8 for it? I can pick it up today. Thanks. Get the fuck out of here. $25, you go to $8?
Once again, they're trying to haggle with you, and they don't know how to do it properly.
You can't go to $8.
Maybe go to $20.
Right. Stupid bastard. I don't remember what this said, but I'm gonna read it. It's from Daniela DePepe 419. I'm listening to yesterday's 50-minute morning show 10:27. Oh, and no one else caught this, but I'm dead. You guys were playing pyramid, and one of the things that Daniela had to guess was bodies of water. She guessed large bodies of water, and you said under your breath, third quarter scary. You're the best. Love your rants and quick humor. I'm a slice for life and listener from Zero, as well as longtime listener of The Big Show. I've listened to all the Brooklyn Boys episodes from Zero to present at least twice. Thanks for the comedy. I look forward to the next Brooklyn Boys episode, Daniela. So I had this great line, and only Daniela heard it, because no one else on the show heard it and acknowledged that I said it. So God bless you, Daniela.
We love you.
Also, you and I put up a picture of our Halloween costumes.
Yes, we did.
You were Rick from Rick and Morty, and I was the Mandalorian, Din Djarin,
yep.
Mandalorian from Star Wars Disney Plus show, The Mandalorian.
Nerd.
Thank you. Speaking of, you're the anti-nerd. Super Chiguire wrote on Instagram, this is the way, David Brody. Good job. That's his slogan.
That's his slogan. This is the way.
Also, Scary Jones is doing the thing he hates. Referencing how people who wear rock shirts and they don't like the band. He's dressed up as a character he knows nothing about. It's equal to wearing a t-shirt from a band you don't know. Hashtag Brody and Scary. He busted you. You were the Guns N' Roses girl that never heard the music who bought the shirt at Target. That's who you are.
No, I'm not.
You don't know anything
I wanted
about
a comfortable costume, but I admit that I know nothing about it.
Right, but you're as guilty as those people that wear Led Zeppelin shirts.
It's
they just wanted a comfortable
the same
shirt.
Thing. It's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I'm just saying it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a one-time thing. I'm not going to be, Rick and Morty like every day. Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay. So one more thing. So I accidentally came across
upon a midnight clear.
That's right. A Mets blog page on Instagram. Now on Friday of last week, the Mets released 4 minor league players. They opted out of their contracts. They're free agents. Okay. 4 guys. So I noticed this blog and it says, breaking news, Mets release, I think his name is Gonzalez, right? One of the guys. I forget his name. So I pointed out to the guy, FYI, this happened last week, right? It's not breaking news, happened last week. This is Monday. It happened Friday, right?
Yep.
So the guy writes back, this only officially happened 3 days ago. Well, isn't 3 days ago Friday?
Friday.
And isn't that also last week?
Yeah.
That was his big defense.
Oh, boy.
In my defense, it only happened 3 days ago. Yeah, that's last week.
That's last week.
So he wrote me back, I'm in school full time. I got a lot of things going on.
Doesn't matter.
I can't keep up with my blog.
Passage of time has nothing to do with your schooling, bitch.
Right. Hey, you know what? If you don't have time, don't run a Mets blog.
Idiot.
I don't have time to be current. Don't write breaking news.
Yeah.
It's not right. You know what you say?
We can review.
Right. Yeah. In case you missed it over the weekend, the Mets released this player. Don't make breaking news.
This
is 2021. Everyone has alerts on their phone. I'm not going to say this guy's name because he's a fucking chauvinistic prickbag. So on another Mets blog, they put up that the Mets were going to interview a female executive, the assistant general manager of the Boston Red Sox. Right? She's been with the team for like 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets have been interviewing like 35 people or trying to get permission. Most of them are turning them down. They don't want to leave the Minnesota Twins. They like it in California. They're not getting a lot of responses. So this guy put up a picture. Mets going to interview Raquel Ferreira of the Boston Red Sox. One guy writes, a woman, no fucking way.
Oh, man.
So I wrote back,
the fuck you,
what are you basing that on? You don't know who she is or what her experience is. So he writes back, I want men to handle men's situations. Sorry if you're offended. This isn't an experiment situation. The Mets need serious leadership, not inclusiveness. Stick the wokeness. So.
Wow.
This guy is basically saying it's obviously to be inclusive and that you must be woke if you'd hire a woman, but, and men should run men's situations.
But not only that, he's not even like looking into what her merits are. Maybe
doesn't
she's qualified for the job.
Assuming she's a woman, they're trying to be woke. They're trying to make it look good.
They're doing this to get a woman, but not that she's the best for the job. Well, right. He should do his homework. Right, I don't know if she's best for the job. I'm assuming she is. I'm assuming she is.
So another guy wrote, again, in the comment section, he wrote, no chance in hell. So I wrote, why not? You don't even know her. He wrote back, because she's a woman.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, so I go back and forth with these guys. I'm getting into it, right?
Brody, once again, you're shortening your lifespan by giving them a second of attention.
So this guy jumps in, right? He's got Mets in his name. He's a Mets fan. And he writes back, yo, man, you need to chill. So I write back, I don't need to chill. I'm good. I'm going back and forth with factual information. I'm not cursing anybody. I don't need to chill, but thanks for your valuable input. Okay? So then someone else writes, you and your fucking blue check people. There's another thing. People hate people with blue checks. Apparently,
they're jealous. Blue check next they to got name. Blue check envy.
You can't comment. You're a know-it-all. You don't know anything. I know a lot about the Mets, regardless of my blue check. It has nothing to do with the other. Anyway, the guy that told me to chill hit me up on Instagram the next day and said, hey, man, follow for a follow. So I wrote back. Just so we're on the same page, you're the guy who told me to chill, right? And now you want me to follow you? You told me to chill. So he says,
you're dealing with 12-year-old kids.
Hold on. I told you to chill because I understood you were right. The idiots in the comment section just wouldn't shut up because you're verified. Dude,
they got fucking one eye on fucking Fortnite with their with their gamer headphones on and the other on Twitter. They're not even paying full mind. You're making this a full-time job. You're dedicated to going in on these fucking trolls.
You know what? I'm the father of three girls. Girls.
Wow.
And if they want to be general manager of a baseball team, they should be able to do it without people thinking,
Brody,
it's obviously, you know. But the point was, the guy, the real reason I'm telling you the story is the guy who told me I need to chill now wants me to follow
him. Now he wants to follow him.
Could I chill? Also, could you follow me? Because you're verified.
I don't know, man. I don't have it in me to be a social justice warrior like you.
I wasn't a social justice warrior. Wait, I was wondering.
Trying to fight the good here.
No,
trying
I
to
asked
fight
as
and
a
beat.
Mets fan. I asked as a Mets fan.
I ignore these people.
Why were they saying hell
they're
no?
Beneath you. They're not even on the same level of wavelength. They don't have the same brain power. Before we get out of here, we want everyone to go to our store. I mean, you guys, we told you guys that we would post you guys wearing our merch if you bought the merch.
Right, and no one's taken us up on that offer yet.
You haven't posted the merch that you already bought. And if you buy some merch, let us know about it. Tag us.
But
you got to go there first. And we see
the
orders coming
reports.
In. Yes,
we
do.
We did sell a bunch of stuff since last week.
Yes, we did.
Take advantage. Take a picture of yourself. Put it on social media. Yeah. Tag us.
Uh-huh.
We'll retweet it. We'll repost it. We'll blow it up.
Go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Brody.
Oh, sorry.
You sleeping?
No, I wanted you to say something. I wanted you to explain.
I caught you asleep at the wheel. Where's the that's?
I wanted you to see if you know. I like to be wanted sometimes. That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
And we have some ornaments coming. We have things coming for the holidays.
We got some stuff for your head, stuff for your tree.
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.